I am so excited. I will go to the Bethlehem. I will see the baby king. So I run outside to follow the star. It is no longer there. The beautiful star, she is gone. La Bafana had waited too long. I would not be able to find the Christ child. And so, for 2,000 years, I have been looking for the Gesù Bambino, the Christ child.
WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 271, Experiencing La Befana, Italy's Holiday Storyteller. Put those headphones on and join me now for another of my Walt Disney World memories, brought to you in immersive binaural sound as we make our way to our next attraction, but stop to hear about Italy's holiday traditions. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic.
Well, hello and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. Today's episode is short, and I want to get it in before we head out of town for spring break. We're going to try a cruise. It's not a Disney cruise, but this one is probably more about the destinations really than the ship. I'll have to share my thoughts when we get back, but for now, let's get back to our day in Epcot. The holiday storytellers are so cool. If you're in Epcot during the holidays, make sure you stop by on your way between attractions and listen to every single one of them, even if you show up a little bit late. La Befana is so charismatic and fun, so make sure you catch her for sure. So we're continuing our adventures in Epcot on a beautiful Sunday morning in December of 2021. That sun is warm, the sky is mostly clear. It's that perfect Florida winter day, even if it is starting to get a little bit too warm in the sun. If you remember from Memory 270, we got to share the American Adventure with the kids for the very first time, and are now exiting the building and trying to figure out the whole food situation. We know that we want to eat here at the new Regal Eagle Smokehouse, but our pickup window isn't for another 30 minutes or so. So we decide that we're going to head back over towards Mexico and ride the Three Caballeros. But on our way, we're pleasantly distracted by La Befana, who is telling us about how she was searching for the Gesù Bambino. As she finishes, we snap a quick photo and continue on our way towards Mexico once again. So today's short memory is in binaural once again. I had to just put on those headphones, as always, to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now that you have your headphones on, let's join my family for a quick stop in Italy to hear about the traditions of the holidays there.
Just then, the sky opens up.
Just hang out. Go watch.
Did you put my name? Burst into glory.
Okay.
The sounds of the angels singing, so many, many angels, so beautiful, like nothing I had ever heard before. And I knew just then I must go to the Bethlehem. So I run inside to find a gift for the special bambino. You see, I had seen that the kings, they had these fancy gifts to give him. So I looked.
Do you want me to put it on
and I searched, but all I could find was a little doll that I had made from a scrap of wood. And I think, it's better than nothing. So, I am so excited. I will go to the Bethlehem. I will see the baby king. So I run outside to follow the star. It is no longer there. The beautiful star, she is gone. La Bafana had waited too long. I would not be able to find the Christ child. And so, for 2,000 years, I have been looking for the Gesù Bambino. The Christ child. And on the eve of the Epiphany, that is when the kings arrived in the Bethlehem, I climb down the tree and I look into the faces of the children and I think, could you be him? And when they are sleeping, you think this could be so, huh? Just in case, I am looking into the face of the Bambino himself. I leave a gift. Now, wait. You must be thinking right now, even though you clapped, huh? This is a sad story, huh? No, not so. Ask me why, Babafan.
Why?
I will tell you. Because here in Italia, Christmas is the time of great celebration. It is a time to gather the family, everyone, grandmothers, grandfathers, aunts, uncles, cousins, everyone. Oh, and we cook, and we eat, and we laugh, and we tell stories around the table, and the bambinos, they play with the gifts that I bring them, and we sing, and we dance, and we dance. So it's molto bello, yeah? See, you all know this, huh? You know, Susanna. Now, before I go, I will share with you my birth. The saying that we have here in Italian. It means celebrate Easter with whomever you please. But Christmas, always with your own, huh? Buon Natale!
Buon Natale!
Grazie, grazie for listening to my friend. Grazie, grazie. If you would like a picture with me, you can stay right down here. I will stay here. I'm having a very good hair day, huh? Very good, huh? Eddie.
Susie, go up. Go. Mikey.
Would you like a picture, huh?
Please.
Fiona, huh?
Goodness, that's not a cannon, that's a bazooka.
Aha! One, two, three. Thank you. Grazie. From Mexico? No.
Cover your mouth and nose when coughing or sneezing. Thank you for your cooperation.
No, not quite. We're with you. What? Japan, France Pavilion. We got to remember checking in at 1 o'clock. It's 12:30. can hear the Christmas program from Norway, or from... Canada.
Is this Frozen?
This is the Frozen line. So you see how you can't see anything from this angle. I mean, you can see one of the side ones, which is still fine, and you'll still get some of the fun of it. But you don't get to see what's happening in that center screen.
Thank you so much for joining me for another of my Walt Disney World memories. If this was your first time listening, I want to invite you to subscribe so that future episodes will automatically download as they're released every other week. Also, if you want to find out more information about the show and my other adventures, I encourage you to visit my www-memories.net website. There you'll find things like show notes with the pictures for this memory, or other memories as well. You'll also find links to watch on YouTube, view photos on Google, and connect with me through social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. If you like what you heard and you want to say thank you, you can also find links on the website for ways to support the show. You can do things like buy me a coffee or support our binaural microphone replacement campaign or become a recurring patron supporter. Every donation gets dumped back into the podcast and will help reduce my cost for gathering, producing, and hosting this show for years to come. Finally, I need to ask a small favor of you. Can you help me spread the word about the show? A review on Apple Podcasts will help those who are looking for ways to relive that Disney magic at home to find us. Plus, they'll see what other fans like you love about this show. Maybe you can even tell a friend or share that you've been listening on social media. Maybe a virtual escape to Walt Disney World, like this one, is just what someone else like you needs. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. So thanks again for listening, and I hope to see you back here in a couple weeks for our next Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.
Bye.
You can say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.